Hi, this is Margo. This is Monday, October 23rd, 2017, and I'd like to talk to everyone today a little bit more about implants and where they come from. And because when I'm working with people, I see these things in their energy bodies, and as I'm taking them out, they're always saying, "Well, where did that come from?" And they come from different places. So I'd like to describe some of the implants that I see, especially recently, and where they come from, and how you can keep from getting re-implanted. First of all, everyone has implants. Everyone who's living in this 3D reality has implants, unless they've had their implants removed. And a lot of times, after they've had their implants removed, the implants can come back, or they can get implanted with new kinds of implants, depending on their behaviors, depending on their work situation, the people they're involved with, if their belief system is opening themselves up to implants. So it's really hard to know where everything is coming back in from. And it usually takes me about 3 times to get people cleared up initially. And then some of my clients like to do a rescan about every 5 to 6 months to see if anything has come back. I try to teach people as best I can how to keep from getting re-implanted, but it's hard when you're living in the world and in this dark matrix system. It's just part of being in the world. You have to interact. You have to interact with people, and you have to remember that if these other people have not had their implants removed, they're implanted, and they can also have demonic things attached to them, and you could be a target. Even if you had your implants removed, you could be a target. So, first of all, most of the implants that I see in people come from their own belief system and their own consciousness and the way they were raised. And it starts with family. It starts with authority figures. If you've had an abusive family situation, you're going to have certain things in your energy body as an imprint that will be there and will be influencing you. It will be influencing your emotions. It will be influencing the kinds of relationships you get in, the kinds of partners that you attract. And until you deal with that and get that imprint removed, you'll just keep repeating the patterns over and over and over again. And I can help people remove these imprints, but then they need to do their own work so that the pattern doesn't start up again, whether it's some kind of counseling or group or something like that. They need to recognize how these patterns got set up in the first place. And that's a good way to keep from getting re-implanted with those same energy imprints. Another kind of implant is, I see it as a belief reality cap. We take that off during the sessions, and the belief reality cap is put on or ends up on someone as a result of different beliefs they've been through, different systems they've been through, whether it's been religious or more progressive and, studied with a spiritual teacher or been under the wing of someone who's helped them spiritually, a lot of times they will be more inclined to have a certain belief system imprinted on them, and as a result of that teacher or that system that they've been in, and so they filter all of their reality through that belief, and I see it as a belief reality cap. And they're not really free until they get rid of that as well. And if we get rid of implants, but you keep filtering things through that old belief system, the implants will come back. So you really, in order to be free, you really have to open your mind and let go of all preconceived notions, of all old belief systems that are no longer serving you. You also need to let go of rituals and dogma, all kinds of rituals, and they can be in all shapes and sizes. In one of my recent sessions, Jesus came in and was telling my client to let go of all rituals because rituals have been taken over by the dark side. Even if these were good rituals, like medicine wheels or things like that, Native American, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from this, but this, I'm just delivering the message. I have seen that all rituals have been taken over by the dark side. And the best way to go is to just get rid of all the rituals and learn to go within. Learn to go within and open your heart to the divine, to God and Jesus, and to be guided that way. I also see mechanical implants that are put in people. I see a lot of spikes. These can be alien and they can be mind control. I take those out. We also shield people up to keep them from being reimplanted. But if it feels like it's a spike, it probably is a spike. And so you can imagine taking it out and giving it up to God and Jesus and have the ministering angels to come and heal you up. I also see a lot of bear traps around people's heads and jaws, especially. Most people grind their teeth, is what I'm seeing. I see a lot of people don't take care of their mouths. They have a lot of dental issues, a lot of metal in their mouths, and this can be causing a lot of imbalance in their system. It can also be causing a lot of just conducting radio waves, Wi-Fi, and things like that through their system, and it's an imbalance, and it's an imbalance of electromagnetic frequencies moving through their bodies, and I see a lot of wires coming out of their bodies. So if you've got metal fillings, these are the silver amalgam fillings, you want to find a dentist who can safely replace those with a more compatible, biocompatible material that's not made of silver, because silver is a heavy metal, and that keeps releasing toxins into the system. So I see a lot of problems with people, and also if they've had root canals, those can get infected and can release a lot of toxins into the body. So dental hygiene is really important, and people don't realize this, but I do see this when I'm looking in their bodies. I see also the bear traps around knees and ankles especially, and this can keep people from moving forward. If they're trying to move forward and break free from old beliefs, these are oftentimes around their knees and ankles. I see a lot of shackles on their wrists and on the ankles, and this keeps them from moving forward as well. So these are just a few of the things that I've been seeing. I see a lot of metal rods over people's shoulders if they've taken on a lot of responsibility and don't want to let go and don't want to be guided by their higher realms. They think that they know better and they have to take charge of all the situations. I'll see metal rods over their shoulders, like a yoke that's heavy for them to move forward. And I can tell if people are doing their spiritual work or not, because from one session to the next, if these certain implants return, and I've taken them off the week before or 2 weeks before, and then we do another session and they've returned, then I can see that they have not really let go of the belief system that's surrounding the implant. And also, the implants can be tethered to other people that they're involved with, and so it can be tethered emotionally, or it can be tethered to demonic entities or demons and fallen angels and things like that. So you need to be doing your prayers. I recommend the binding and casting out. I recommend people do that every single day, especially if you work out in the world and you have a lot of interaction with people. You're going to be picking up things. It's just part of the world, and you want to cleanse your energy field and before you even get home. So while you're in your car or traveling, do your binding and casting out and get clear, free and clear. I've done videos on this. You want to look on my YouTube channel and find that. Another really good prayer is the Freedom from Human Persecutors prayer. I did a video on that as well, to keep you disentangled from all the people that you've been involved with. And these tethers can show up and come back. So these are just some tools to help you along the path. My name is Margo. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. Time is really short. If you'd like to work with me, go ahead and contact me through my website and book a session. The first session consists of consultation along with an empathic body scan, and I'll go ahead and remove whatever I see and then make recommendations for future sessions if appropriate. So I look forward to hearing from you. So God bless and take care. Until next time, goodbye.